Today's daf is a daf ayin test. So we got to two lines down. The Gemara is talking about Nesinim, that the Nesinim were the ones, the Givonim, that Shaul had been accused of killing. Even though he didn't kill them, he killed the city of Nob, which were the ones who were feeding Givonim. So it's Ki'ilu Shaul killed them. So now the Gemara says, two lines down from ayin test, the Gemara says, Nesinim nikrinu v'nefaisin. Why don't we just call them together and appease them? Why we have the whole... the whole situation, that make them happy and have them have mechila on what Shaul did to them. So the pasuk says, "Vayikra Melech leGivonim vayomer aleihem." The David Melech had summoned them, and Ma esel lechem uvame achat peru varchu es nachlas Hashem. What can we do to you to make you happy, to make you forgive us? Vayomer aleihem, said to David, "Givonim said to David, Ein lanu kesef v'zov im Shaul v'mbeis. We have no money, we have no tinies of money from him. Rather, Ein lanu ish. We have no one lahamis b'yisrael. We have no one to kill." Because Kliyosel didn't kill us, but we want to kill someone from Shaul. Give us someone to kill to take revenge on the family of Shaul. So Yutan lanu shiva anashim mibanava vokanim lashem. Give us seven of the children of Shaul, and we'll hang them. So Paisinu, they tried appeasing him with some money. Said, no, we're not going to kill anybody. Here's some gold and silver. Lo mefaisu, they didn't satisfy them. They still wanted to kill some of the children of Shaul. So Amar David says, Shlosha siman v'yesh b'umazu. Our nation, the Klai Yisrael, has three unique simanim that indicate that we come from Klai Yisrael. Harachmanim, habayishanim, v'gomichasadim. We have rachmanus. We're embarrassed. We mean we're soft. And we give chesed. And the Maharal says this comes from the Gimel Avos, that Rachman comes from Yaakov. Busha comes from Yitzhak. Yitzhak was Yira, he was a little bit more timid. And Gomel Chasadim comes from Avraham Avinu. So we have these three simanim from the Gimel Avos. Rachmanim, Dichsiv, V'nasan Lecha Rachman, V'richamcha, V'rbecha. That pasuk describes Klai Yisrael as being a nation of Rachman. Baishanin, Dichsiv, Ba'avur, Tier, Yirasa, Pneichem, a reference to having fear in Busha. And Gomel Chasadim, Dichsiv, Leman, Asher, Yitzave, Ezbana, V'ezbeiso. So we have these three simanim. Kol sheish bo shlosha simanim halalu roi lidavik b'umazu is roi to be part of our nation. And however, since you guys don't have these three simanim, in particular, you don't have rachamim, you want to kill the children of Shaul, you are not deserving to be part of our nation, and therefore he goes here, one cannot marry into the givonim. So Gemara then says, Vayikach ha-melech ha-shnei b'nei ritzpa bas aya. He took two of the sons of Ritzpah, who's the daughter of Ayah, Shayalda Lashaul, who's the daughter of Shaul, as Armoni Ves Mifiboshes. He took these two children, Ves Chameshes Bnei Michal Bas Shaul, Ashayalda Ladriel Ben Barzali Hamichalas. He took five other grandchildren of Shaul, particularly the daughter of Michal, and he gave them to Givonim to hang them on the mountain. And Maishna, honey, why Dafka, these individuals were taken, nobody else? Amar Ravuna, Eviruma, the Fnei Aron, they apparently had passed all the offspring of Shaul in front of the Aron. V'chol Misha Aron Kulta, whatever the Aron had Kulta, which the Mepharshim explained, the kind of like the legs grabbed onto the ground of some sort, it indicated that these individuals were deserving of death, so they're the ones who were hanged. V'chol Shein Aron Kulta, those which the Aron didn't respond in such a way to those offspring, L'chaim, they would be living. So Mesa, so that was what happened to them. So Mesa Rav Chana bar Katina, he asked the following question. It says, Vayachmol HaMelech Amifiboshes ben Yehonasan ben Shaul. We know David loved Yehonasan, they were good friends, and he did not want the child of Yehonasan, Mephibosheth, to be killed. So he had Rachmanus, he saved Mephibosheth. Lahaviru, he didn't pass him in front of the, so what does it mean? So we see from here that the Aron wasn't calling him, so he remained alive. So we said above that the Aron was calling Mephibosheth here. The Gemara says it was not calling him. So Gemara says no, Shelohaviru, he didn't pass him through. Meaning, even though Mephibosheth should have been passed in front of the Aron, and it would have been calling, it would have indicated he should have been killed, David refused to let him walk in front of the Aron, so therefore David saved him. So Gemara says, "V'chi masav panim yish b'davar." He's out to show favor. How's that fair? David picked one out because he liked him so much, and he saved him amongst the others. That's not fair to him versus anybody else. Ella sheviru uklato. He actually did pass in front of the Aron. The Aron did like dig its feet somehow in the ground, and Mephibosheth was deserving of death. Ubikash el rachman, but he davened v'uklato, and then the Aron somehow let him go, let him out, and therefore he was freed from being killed. So Vakati, Misopanim Yesh B'davar, but still this is showing favor, because how come David davened for Mephibosheth and didn't daven for anybody else? So Ella Bikesh Racham Mishlo Yiklatenu Aaron. So what happened was that no, it didn't happen that the Aaron first kind of held on to him and then let him free. He never grabbed onto him in the first place. The fact that David davened beforehand, so that was okay. Had it already been grabbed on, had he grabbed onto Mephibosheth and then David davened for him, that would have been unfair. But since David preempted it by davening first for Mephibosheth, then he was able to prevent Mephibosheth from being collated by the Aram. So Gemara then says, how could this be true? How is it all allowed that the children or grandchildren of Shaul were killed? V'aksev lo yumsu avos abanim, the children or grandchildren should not kill because of the father's or grandfather's sins. So how is this allowed? So Amar b'yochibar abba Amar b'yochanan mutav sh'te'akar os achas min ha-Torah. It's best that one letter, and they say really one mitzvah, be uprooted from the Torah, because this was a terrible thing. The terrible thing that Shaul had done. It was a terrible bizayon. It was a chil Hashem to give on him. So in order to prevent the chil Hashem to say that we're taking revenge on the people who did this to you, so they're able to uproot this concept of the children normally don't die on their father's sins, but this particular case we allowed to override the Isser in order to prevent any type of chil Hashem Shemayim. Gemara then says, Vatikach Ritzvah Bas Aya, Esasak, and after the these men were hanged, so Ritzba Basai, which was the daughter of one of the children who were killed, she took a bag, Tateyula al Hatur, she places over the rock, really over the mountain, covering up all the bodies that were hanged there. Mitchilas Ktsir Anitach Maimalem in Ashmaim, from the season of Nisan, where the harvesting was beginning to take place, it remained covering the mountain all the way until the rain comes, which is the season of the Sukkot. V'lo nasa of shmaim lanuach halem, didn't allow any birds to rest on the mountain, yomam during the daytime, b'chayis asadeh laila, or any wild animals at nighttime. In other words, she covered up the dead corpse as they were hanging on the trees. So that's what she had done. The Gemara then says, how could that be allowed? V'haksiv lo salin nivlasa al ha'et. The din is, the pasuk says that even if one gets hanged, you can't leave them overnight. She left them hanging for 6 months, although they were covered, but the body was being hanged for 6 months. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Yehotzadak, mutav she'teyakar os achas min ha'Torah, best to override one letter, which again means one iser. They overrode this iser lo salin v'yiskadeh she'em shemayim v'hes, in order to create a Kiddush Shemayim. What was a Kiddush Shemayim? So the Gemara explains, show you over in the Shavana Omri Ma Tivan Shal'el. People would pass by and see like a mountain that was covered and dead people hanging that was covered. So they said, what's going on here? And they said that Halalu B'nim Lachem Heim, they are the offspring of a great king, a Jewish king. And Pashu then began Gerum, and these individuals took advantage of the downtrodden. They took advantage of Gerim, the weaker individuals who joined the nation. And Amru, they said, Ein lecha uma shirui l'davik ba'kazu. This is a very chashim nation, meaning the fact that they saw that the own children and grandchildren of the king did something wrong, and they punished them, that was a very good thing. That shows they have very high standards. So they said, this is a very chashim thing. So Ein lecha uma shirui l'davik ba'kazu. There's no nation other than Klai, so that's worthy of joining. The fact that even their own children they killed because they disrespected the Gerim, if that's true of the B'nei Melachim, who normally have some type of protection, B'nei Hadiotos, Ahachas Kama Kama, how much more so on a regular person would they make sure they would be high standards? And if it's true, they took advantage of the weakest, so Yisrael Ahachas Kama Kama, so therefore they said this is a very chashuv thing, a chashuv nation, and that's why they left him out for 6 months, so people could talk about how great Klai Yisrael is. Well, this is Miyad immediately. Nisvasu Yisrael Meya v'chamishim elef. 150,000 Gerim joined Klai Yisrael after seeing this over the 6 months. Shenem Marvahi l'shomo shivim elef nosei sabal v'shimon elef chotev bahar. He was able to amount 70,000 people carrying, which were just carriers, and 80,000 individuals who would cut through the mountains. So 150,000 new Gerim joined forces. So how do you know they were Gerim? Maybe they were Jews who just served these purposes. No one would think these were actually Jews. And they were Gerim because Shlomo did not allow Bnei Yisrael to become an Eved, but he did allow the Gerim to become a Vadim. Asks the Marva Dilma Dugzar Bama, which means maybe they were non-Jews who were just hired workers. Who said that these 150,000 people converted? So Ella Mehelch from the pasuk that says explicitly, by Yispor Shlomo, Kol Hanashim HaGerim Asher Be'eretz Yisrael Vayimtzo Meya V'Chamishim Elef V'Yas Mehem Shim Elef Sabel Shonim Elef Chotiv Bahar. So here clearly the pasuk indicates that these were Gerim and they were not non-Jewish workers. So Gemara then says, okay. Now, is it really true that David was Gozer and Nesinim? Unesinim David Gazar Lam? Weren't they ready from the times of Moshe Gazar Lam? It says in the Pasuk, Dichsiv Mechotev Eitzecha Ad Shoimimecha. Those who would cut down the trees and those who would be the water carriers, he was ready Gozer not to marry them. So those were Nesinim, the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. Where it says, Moshe Gazar Lahu Dora. Moshe only was Gozer on those who lived in that generation, the Dor HaMidbar. However, David was Gazer L'chuli Dora. For every generation thereafter, the Chalos Nesinim would be Chal, would be that Psul would exist forever. So Vakati Yeshua Gazar Lem. Wasn't Yeshua Dichsiva Vayit name Yeshua Bayomahu Chote Etim Vishua Vimaim La Eda Limizbeach Limizbach Hashem? The Yeshua has appointed the Givonim, the Nesinim, to be the water carriers for the Mizbeach and for the Eda, for the Klai Yisrael and for the Mizbeach, and also the wood choppers. It wasn't David and Melch. So there are three steps. There are Moshe, there's Yeshua, and David. So what was the difference between Yeshua's Gzeira and David's Gzeira? So Gemara says, Yeshua Gazar Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, and David Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Mikdash Kayim, meaning Yeshua's Gzeira was short-lived. It only was so long as the Beis HaMikdash was around, because he connected to the Mizbeach. That's when the Gzeira existed. But David took the Gzeira and had it last forever. So those are the three stages, Moshe, then Yeshua, and then David HaMelech. So the Gemara then says, Bimei Rebbe, the time is a Rebbe. Bikshu lahatir nesim. They wanted to allow nesim to, it's been a long time, let them marry within the family. Don't leave them as a separate entity within Klai Yisrael. But Amar Lehem Rebbe says back to them, Amar Lehem Rebbe, chalkeinu natir, inachnami, our side, the ability for them to marry within our nation, that would be allowed. We could do that much. But chelik mizbeach miyatir, but part of the gzeira was that they have to serve the Beis HaMikdash. So how do we now take them away from serving the mizbeach? We don't have that right. That's not under our auspices, so therefore we cannot allow givonim because it's either all or nothing. Pligi the Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, he argued, Adam Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Am Rabbi Yochanan, chelik eda liel maser. No. The chelik le eda, the ability for them to intermarry within our, with us, that aser. That we can't do. However, chelik mizbeach, bezman shebeis HaMikdash kaim aser. The Gabi, the Isser, the requirement for them to serve the Mizbeach, that was only true, that Xer only was so long as the Beis HaMikdash is Kaim, but it's not Kaim, there's no concern anymore. But even though that's the case, that there's no issue anymore of the Mizbeach, because the time is Rebbe, there's no Beis HaMikdash, we still have no right to be matur them, the Gabi marrying into the cow. So it comes out here, there's a machlokas between Rebbe and Rebbe Chiya, whether Bezin had the right to uproot this Xerah of being marrying within or not. Rashi explains here, what was the heter? How could they allow them to marry in? So the Rashi says, Chalkeinu natir, diyacholun bezdin lahatir lahafker chelkam shayisrael dekayim olam hefker bezdin hefker, which is an interesting application, because hefker bezdin hefker usually has to refer to monetary property and ownership, not about allowing them to intermarry within a family. So it's unclear how bezdin hefker is working here, but Rashi says here, bimei rebi bikshu lahatir nesinim, so too says Tos as well. He invokes the same concept. It's unclear how exactly that's working, because this is not referring to monetary discussions, referring to marrying within Dover, Isser, and Heter, but that's a suggestion according to Rashi and Tosas, who have apparently an expansive understanding of Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. So now the new Mishnah tells us around six lines from the top here. So Amar Rabbi Yeshua Shemati, I heard, Sheasaris, Asaris is an individual man who can't have children. He's Choletz V'Choltzin. He could do chalitza, and they could chalitzen his wife if he were to die. Leisha hasaris lo chalitz v'lo chalitzen leisha. He also heard that saris may not perform chalitza, nor does one perform chalitza to his wife if he dies. V'ainli lefarsh. I don't know how to explain. When do we say yes chalitza? When do we say no chalitza? So it comes along now. I'm Rabbi Kiva. Ani afresh. I'll explain to you. Saris adam chalitz v'chalitzen leisha. B'pnei shayis lo shas hakosher. Saris adam means that he wasn't born a saris, but something happened in his life when he was born afterwards that he became somehow a unnatural saris, something a man-made, if you will, something caused him to be a saris. That's when we say that chaletz chaltzin. However, saris chama, which is a way of saying that he was born the way it happened, more naturally happened from a kadosh baruch hu, that's when we say lo chaletz lo chaltzin lisha. That's the difference mipnei shelo hayisel lo shas kosh, because he was born that way. He always had a din of a saris, and therefore chalitza doesn't apply. He can't do chalitza, nor can one do chalitza to his wife. That's Rabbi Kiva's understanding. Comes along now. Now, the reason why a saris can't do chalitza, if you just, Rashi explains here, first Rashi in the Mishnah, the first narrow line down, hasaris lo chalitz, dichsev lo imach shemo, you can't erase the name of Yisrael, that's the point. And since prat lasaris shishmo machoy, he can't have children, so he can't step into the, to do yibum, and since he can't do yibum, he then can't do chalitza either. Either way, there's a difference, says Rabbi Akiva, if he was born a saris, so he's not able to do chalitza because he was always a saris. But if he's a saris adam, which means he became a saris later on in life, then since there was a shas kosher where he was roi to have children, so he can do chalitza. So that comes along now, Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer lo, ki ela saris chama chalitz v'chalitzun l'isha. He says the other way around. If he was born a saris, he actually can do chalitza. Why? Because it's possible, although one was born as a saris, there's a possibility he can somehow be healed. As opposed to a saris adam, apparently a saris adam, one who becomes Esaris during his lifetime may not undo that. And there's no refuah, and therefore chalitza is not an option for him. So that's the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva. Comes along now, Heyid Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira, al ben Mugusas, that was his name, Shehaya Bushlaim Saris Adam, he was a Saris Adam, meaning he became a Saris during his lifetime, and Vyivmo es Isho, the Kaim Divrei Rabbi Kiva, he allowed Yibam, and he died. So what Yibam was performed to his own wife, that's according to Rabbi Kiva. Now just pay attention, the Mishnah up until now only spoke of Chalitza. Now the Mishnah is bringing a Raya of actually even Yibam. So we'll get to that in the Gemara. But either way, Yibam was performed for a Saris Adam to support Rabbi Kiva, that both Chalitza and I'll add Yibam is allowed for a Saris Adam. So Hasaris, Lacholitz v'lo Miyabim, V'chein Islandis, Lacholetz v'lo Misavemis. Just like a Saris can't have children, so too an Islandis can't have children, so she can't do Chalitza or Yibam either. Hasaris, Shechalot Liyavimto, Saris who does Chalitza to the Yivama, Lo Pasu, it doesn't pass, it's really meaningless because he's a Chayb in Chalitza, therefore if he does Chalitza, nothing is Chal. But if he's Bala, if the Saris is Baal, Baal on the Yivama, she becomes Pasul. Why is she Pasul? Because she is, there's no Heter Yibam, and it was being Baal on Ashes Ach, where there's no Heter, so now that makes her Pasul. And then the Gemara says she Pasul to the Kuna, that means, and Mipne she Bilasnus, the Chayn Totu Islandus, Shechalzala Achen Lo Paslu. If the brothers do Chalitza to the Islandus, nothing is Chal. But if Baalua, if the, one of the brothers are Baala, Pasul, she's Pasul as well, because Mipne should be Lasa Bilasnus, since there's no Heter of Yibam, that means Me'ela, this Isser Erva, and it would Pasler meets Shemazona, and Pasul to the Kuhuna. So Gemara now says, Michti, let's understand this for a moment. Shemain, and we learn the Rabbi Kiva, Damar Chayavi Lavim Kechayvi Krisis. The Rabbi Kiva holds, we know throughout Shas, that he holds that Chayvi Lavin will generate a mamzer, has the same status as Chiv Karis. If that's the case, that Chayvi Lavin ki Chayvi Krisis Damu, the Chayvi Krisis Lav b'nei Chalitza v'Yibam Ninhu, and therefore they can't do Yibam and Chalitza. So how could it be the case that a Saris, who Rashi explains here as a din of a Ptsuadaka is a Lav, that one cannot marry in the Kahal, so how is a Chalitza and Yibam allowed according to Rabbi Kiva? So if you just look at Rashi, Rashi writes the first Rashi in the Gemara here, Kechayve krisis damu. The Amar Rabbi Akiva ba'acholets the Yesh mamzer mechayvi lavin. The Saris Adam mechayvi lavin who dechsev lo yavo psudaka. The Heichi kama Rabbi Akiva Saris cholets esa Eishes achiva holaram yakame v'abre kaima kechayvi krisis. Consider kechayvi krisis v'kayla b'sur Eishes ach. So how could Rabbi Akiva allow a cholets Saris Adam to do chalitza? So Gemara answers Amar Rabbi Amin ha'achiva ma'askinan kigon shenasa achiva giores. It's talking about giores. And Rabbi Kiva Savarla, Rabbi Yossi Damar Kal Gerim Lo Ikre Kahal. So granted, a Tzuadaka Saris cannot marry the Kal, but he can marry a Gioris. There's no Isser marrying a Gioris because a Gioris is not called part of the Kal, according to Kiva. So again, if a Gioris is married to a brother dies, the brother who's a Saris Adam, who's alive, may perform Yibam and Chalitza to the wife who's a Gioris, to the sister-in-law that she's a Gioris. That would be allowed. That's not an Isser of Lav, it's not an Isser Lav, and that's why it's Chal. Gemara says, okay, if that's the case, Ihachi, Yivume Nami Miyavim. So how come Rabbi Kiva only says Chalit is allowed of the Saris Adam to the Gioris? Even a Yivim would be allowed. And Gemara says, you're right, Eina Chanami. V'aydi da'amir Rabbi Shua Chalit, Amir Yunami Chalit. Since Rabbi Shua spoke of Chalitza, Rabbi Kiva also only addressed Chalitza as well. But Eina Chanami, even a Yivim would be allowed between the Saris Adam and the Gioris. Da'ikanami de Katani, because the Mishnah brought a Brisa, brought a Maisa rather, Heyid Rabbi Shua ben Beseira al ben Megusas, that was his name. Shaya Berushalim Saris Adam, he was a Saris Adam, he died. V'yimmo as Ishto, and his brother performed Yibam with his wife, the Kaim Divrei Rabbi Akiva Shmamina. So they gave a case of Yibam to support Chalitza is allowed. By a Saris Adam, must be that not only is Chalitza allowed, according to Rabbi Akiva, but even Yibam would be allowed as well, because again, a Ptudaka slash Saris Adam is allowed to marry a Gioris. There's no Isser involved. So asks Gemara now, Masev, Rabba asks, Ptudaka, the Karas Shivcha, or Saris Adam, Vazakin, all these individuals who can't have children, O Chaltzin, O Miyabim, they're allowed to do Chalitza or Yibam. Okay, so how does that work? Mesu, if they die, Vilahem Nashim, and their wives now, the it's called Saris Adam dies, so he leaves behind the wife without children, Vilahem Acham, and he has a brother, Vilahem Du Acham, the brothers stand up, also Maimer, they do Maimer with the wife, the Yivama, B'nushasem, or Nasu Get, or they give a Get, Oh, shechalto, they give a chalitza, masha, also, you know, it's all chal. The maimer is chal, the get is chal, the chalitza is chal. Vim balu, if they have bia, they perform yibam, kanu as well, that kinin works. Let's say mesu ach, let's say the brothers of the Saris Adam dies. So now Amduhei, now the Tsar's Adam is alive. So he wants to perform Yibum of some sort to the his sister-in-law. They do Mimer, or they give a get. Whatever they do is good. Vimbalu, however, if they do be if they have Yibum, if the Tsar's Adam has a Yibum with the sister-in-law, Kanu, it works. However, also the Kaimum, they can't remain married. Shenemar, Lo Yavo Ptudaka, Rikar Shifcha Bekal Hashem. We see from here, Bekal Askinam. Above we said, the case of Rabbi Kiva where Yibum Chalitz is allowed is Dafka, where it was not Kal Hashem, where it was a Gioris. That's why Sar's Adam, Chalitza, and Yibum would be allowed. But here, we're talking about, no, they can't remain married because you can't marry the Kal Hashem. So we're talking about someone who was within the Kal, not someone who's outside the Kal. So how do we figure that out now? So we're talking about someone who's within the Kal that gets rid of the answer above. It can't be referring to a Gioris. We're talking about one who's within the Kal that the Yibum and Chalitza is still Kal. So what's the case here? So Gemara says, Ella Amar Rabba, Kagon Shenafalo Ulvasof Nivtza. We're talking about, no. He became a Betzudaka after his brother died. So in other words, his brother was married to a woman. Brother dies. Then now Reuven is chayv to do Yibum Chalitza to the sister-in-law. After that Zika comes into existence, then becomes a Betzudaka after that fact. That's when we say, okay, since the Zika was there beforehand, he could go through and do Yibum Chalitza, but he can't remain married. But had he been a Betzudaka prior to the death of his brother, prior to the Zika, Einachanami, there would not be a mitzvah of Yibum Chalitza. Again, this is only when Ptua Daka Chal happens after the Zika already took effect. So Gemara says, wait a second. If that's the case where first the brother died and there was Zika, and then before performing Yibum Chalitza, he became Ptua Daka, the din should be the Ptua Daka should unravel the Isser Zika. It should take it away. It should be poker the Zika, and you shouldn't have to do anything. And the Gemara is going to bring a riot. We have another instance whereby although Bashar Zika, there's a Chiv, there could be an event that takes place afterwards that could undo the Zika. So if he becomes a Psuadaka after the Zika, that Chalos Psuadaka should undo, it should be Pokea, it should Paka, the Chiv Zika in the first place. Where do you find this? So Gemara says, if you look now, we are three lines down, and the three wide lines down. Amale Abai, Abai says, Vilesi Isser Psua, Vinidche Asid Ibam. The fact that he's a Psuadaka now, that should remove the Chiv Asid Yibum entirely now. Midl Tanan, do we not have a mission that says that Rabbi Gamliel Omer, this is a case where if a two sisters are married to two brothers, and one sister is a Katana, then she's married to a man, and now the sister-in-law becomes a widow, so the brother who's married to the Katana can't perform Yibum to the older sister because he's married to the younger sister. So the options are that either the Katana does Miyun and ends that relationship with the brother, so now the brother could do Yibum to the Gedola, or they just wait it out, and then when the Katana becomes a Gedola, so now Mimela, the brother can't marry the other sister who was already Gedola before him because now it's two sisters. So those are the two options. The Gemara says, Milo Tanan, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Im Miyana Miyana. If the Katana decides to do Miyun, which means releasing her husband from being free now, so now that husband can go ahead, she's not a husband anymore, he can go ahead and marry the Yibum to the Gedola. If she refuses to do Miyun, she wants to remain married. So they should wait until the Katana becomes a Gedola, and there's a real Kedushin Nisuin to this brother now. Now the Gedola, the sister's been waiting for a while now, then she just goes scot-free, she's allowed to marry. But until that happens, she's stuck to the brother-in-law until her younger sister becomes a Gedola. So you see, how come it goes free? Alma, we see Asi Isser Achaz Isha V'dache. So the Isser Achaz Isha kicks in, it removes the Zika that existed when she was younger. Hachanami here as well, why don't we say Nisi Isser Ptua? So the fact that the guy's now a Ptua Daka, that should remove Nitche, the initial Zika that existed, and you shouldn't even require Yibum Chalitz in this case. We say, okay, good question. Ella Amar of Yosef, Yosef says, the truth is, you know what, why this works here? Although in general, Rabbi Kiva holds Chai V'Lavnas, Chai V'Krisis, and normally the marriage won't take effect here. But here, that's true. There's a man Damer that holds, we saw this earlier in the Masechta, Hai Tana Hach Tana Debe Rabbi Kiva. It's this price that under Rabbi Kiva is saying as follows. Damer Mechai V'Lavn Deshir Havi Mamzer. It's not every Chai V'Lavn that's considered Chai V'Krisis. It's only Chai V'Lavn that's a Chai V'Lav within relationships, within relatives, that Chiv Lav will kick in as a Mamzer and a Chiv Karis. But Chayvi Lavin, which Greda, which are not about relationships, lo have your mamzer. In other words, this particular situation of a Ptua Daka marrying a Gioris is not a Chayvi Lav of She'er, it's not relationships, it's a love to marry each other. Amara Tekoen Gadol is not about relationships, it's about a Sistam Lav. That's not a case of a chivik krisis. It's only where there's a relationship that mishum kurva. But this is not mishum kurva, and therefore the batua daka who marries a gyaris would be acceptable. And therefore, our case is that, again, what's the case here? Therefore, the psua daka levavakal, even if she's not a gyaris, even if she's a regular bas yisrael, although there's a lav here, in the end of the day, the kedushin is still chal, according to Rabbi Kiva, and that's the case where Enechami is, it is within the kahal, but even though it's within the kahal, we still allow the chalitza and yibum to take effect. So now the Gemara says, wait a second here, but how does this all work? How do we say that yibum chalitza works by asaris? We have the concept, ikri kan lahakim lahakim shame. The whole point of yibum is to allow to have a child to step in the shoes of your brother who died. So, but that's only if you're able to have children. But if you can't have children like the Saras Adam, you can't fulfill the pasuk lahakim lahakim shame. There won't be children. So Gemara says, he's not able to have children. So how do we allow Saras Adam to do yibum or chalitza? So Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rava says, im kein ein lecha isha shekshir liyavam shelo nase ba'la Saras chama sha achas kodum lisasa. In other words, that everyone in their life, before they died, moments before they died, become a Saras Adam. Things become to break down in the body. So there's always going to be a point in time before a person's death where he's a Saras Adam. So here as well, although the brother who died was a Saras Adam, Saras Chama, become a Saras Chama, become a natural, some of being natural, become a Saras Chama. That will happen to every person moments before he dies. That's not going to disqualify the person. So here as well, just because a person not able to have children at some point in their life, as long as there was some Shas HaKosher, some moment in his life as a Saras Adam, because the Saras Adam wasn't born as a Saras Chama, Saras Adam, there's a moment in life where he's Shas Kosher, so too, he's allowed as well. So don't just ask, just because he becomes a Saras once, since once upon a time he was kosher, that's acceptable as well. And that's why even though Lemaisa, he can't have children, but he still once was able to have children, and that's good enough to fulfill his pasuk somehow. Because otherwise, again, he says, everyone in the lifetime before they die will become a Saras, and that certainly doesn't disqualify every single person in the world, but that was his svara. It's an interesting svara. Now the Gemara says, okay, this answer, a Rava, the Rebbe Eliezer, Peruka de Rava, Pirchi. This answer, Rava said, actually becomes a question for Rebbe Eliezer, because Rebbe Eliezer said that any person who can't have a refuah, so then he's not able to do a Yibim Chalitza. So then, since this person who's a Saras Adam can't have a refuah, can never fix it, so he should be completely pasul. How do we figure this out? So the Gemara says, Hasam kichishusa das chilbe. There, when it comes to a person who dies, so then moments before he dies, he becomes a Saras, so he should disqualify his wife from ever having Chalitza even performed to her. Says, no, that's not because of Saras. That's because of its just general weakness in the body, and we can't call that a Saras, and that's not really a psul. Okay, so we'll stop here, and tomorrow Gemara is going to go through what are the different types of Sarisim.